With the presidential nominees of the major parties determined, the political jousting of the general election campaign has begun. And nowhere is that more apparent than on Capitol Hill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports the atmosphere on the Hill today made it clear that Congress has swung into full election year mode.
The major business of the House of Representatives today was a bill to regulate commercial manned spaceflight, an industry that doesn't yet exist and may not for many years. New York Republican Sherwood Bollert was a main sponsor of the bill.
This is about a lot more than joy rides in space, although there's nothing wrong with such an enterprise. This is about the future of the U.S. aerospace industry.
The bill would give the Federal Aviation Administration regulating power over any future commercial space travel. It easily passed the House. But Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland bluntly called it a waste of time.
It's clearly not a bill that addresses the significant issues confronting this country in terms of job creation, health care, education, environment, and the extraordinary, dangerous budget deficit that we're confronting.
Hoyer said today that in this election year, Republican leaders are finding fewer substantive bills they can get to the floor, even as they carefully control which controversial matters get aired and when. The House may be taking a lesson from the Senate, where earlier this week a gun bill died, amended to death with the high-profile help of Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, the Democrats' all-but-official presidential nominee. And so the struggle to control election year debate has taken over the Capitol. One element is the amount of time devoted to debating gay marriage. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, told reporters today his committee will hold a series of five public hearings on gay marriage and amendments to the Constitution.
We, as the elected federal representatives of the people, will carefully and deliberately assess the appropriate manner in which the hallowed concept of marriage should be protected under the law.
The uncertain political fallout from the issue may mean that neither House nor Senate votes on the proposed constitutional amendment banning gay marriage this year. Over in the Ways and Means Committee, what was expected to be a fairly dry discussion of the Labor Department budget quickly turned into a partisan crossfire. Here's North Dakota Democrat Earl Pomeroy assailing Labor Secretary Elaine Chao about changes in overtime rules.
You have changed the rules for the benefit of employers at the expense of their employees who are putting in way more than 40 hours a week, and this is not a record you should be proud of.
Sir, I take great exception at your tone. I do not need to be lectured about a tremendous disinformation campaign.
Chao shot back that Democrats were deliberately taking action that could hurt workers. The committee's chairman, Republican Bill Thomas of California, also said his party cares deeply about unemployment.
All of us believe that every American who wants a job should have a job, and we are going to do everything within our power to make sure that that situation occurs. Although it has never occurred in human history, we are going to strive to do it under the current Bush administration, and certainly in the second Bush administration.
Both parties are working behind the scenes on their 2005 budget proposals. Republicans in both chambers have said they will seek a freeze on many non-defense items and a one-year moratorium on the earmarked projects individual members love. But it will take a minor revolution to accomplish such austerity in a voting year. And in the meantime, it's safer to talk about regulating future flights to the moon. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.